With the help of more than 1,400 delegates, the pool of Republican candidates for Salt Lake County mayor was cut by two-thirds Saturday.
The results of the mayor are 592 votes for Mike Winder, 42%. Mark Crockett, 817 votes, 58%. So that's a primary. It's going to a primary.
Because neither candidate was able to get 60% of the vote at Saturday's convention, former Salt Lake County Councilman Mark Crockett and West Valley City Mayor Mike Winder will face off again in a primary election in June.
If we just had another carton of milk, 2%, we would have made it this time, but the focus from here is focusing on the people who vote in Republican primaries. I think so far, whenever I've been able to get my message out versus Mike's, we had 58% today. I hope we can do something similar in the primary.
I am so excited to be in a primary, to make it through with six good conservatives in a race. We'll be working hard to get the word out that I am the Republican candidate that believes in limited government and local control and economic growth. And I have a track record as the mayor of West Valley City of making great progress in all three of those issues.
The two men have different ideas about running the county if elected. Crockett tells KCPW the county must free up about $40 million a year in order to get its hands around the budget. He says he'd also like to give more attention to the county's core services.
Mental health, drug treatment, jail, things like that, that only this county does. Not only will it save a lot of money if we get better at it, but there are a lot of lives that we've been letting down.
Winder also cites trimming the county's budget, along with focusing on economic growth.
How do we have some real economic growth so that we can grow the tax base instead of raising taxes? And how do we help heal the years of mistrust and divide between the cities and the county and the unincorporated areas?
Crockett's campaign quickly picked up two endorsements from former opponents on Saturday. After being eliminated in the first round of voting, County Councilman Richard Snellgrove and former Congressman Merrill Cook took the stage to endorse him. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.